buying used goods across the day. Gain a day.
Okay. We'll discuss that a different time. Okay, Zaf Yud Beis. Mishnah. Beishama Yerim Emetzin Leis Akotav Leis Alula Leis Efetoyu Lishus Arabim. Beishama, I say, even though, as we know, you can carry on Yontif, but the idea on Yontif is because things that are needed for food, for Eichel Nefesh, is permitted. And Beisham, I say, you can carry food or things that you need for the preparation of food, etc. But if you want to carry a child or a lulav, if it's a sukkah or a sefer Torah, or a house key, or a chocolate biscuit even, to Rishus HaRabim,
Beisham...
Ah, it's Eichel Nefesh, I'm sorry. I'll take it back. Yep. Shovel the whole nefesh. Then it is Basham, I say it's forbidden, and Basila Matir and Basila say it's okay. Rashi points out Mashnisin the loy esakotan means kol milav tzerech achila. These are examples, yeah, not to exclude other things, but it means anything that's not food. Basham, I say, or food, or for the needs of food. Basham, I say you can't carry it on yontif, and Basila say you can. Says the Gemara Tani Tana Kame de Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. A Brisa quoter said in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, "Hashoichet oilas nedava beyontif." If someone shechts now, carbon oila is not eaten by anybody, so it's not food. It's not oichel nefesh. Yeah. So what about shechting it on yontif? So when it's a carbon sibur, that means the Torah says that you bring a carbon musaf, a chulu, a carbon tamid. So that's the mitzvah.
Musaf is eaten anyway.
There's no oilas in there.
No.
The tamid carbon is tamid, yeah. But the if it's an oilas nedava, that means it doesn't have to be brought today. It's a could bring it tomorrow, yeah. And it's not eaten. So the Brisa says that one who shechts an oilas nedava on yontif is like it. He's chayiv malchus. He did a malacha on yontif. Is on malay. So. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, listening to this guy quote the Braisa, says to him, "The Amar Lachmani, who's the one who told you that? Whose opinion would that be that one shechting a korban oila on Yontif would be chayiv bin Atayra? Is Beshamahi the Amri lo Yamrinon mitech shutu etzal etzayra chutu damish le etzayra? Beshamahi from our Mishnah says that we don't say that just because the Torah permitted carrying when you need it for food, therefore once it's already permitted, it's permitted for everything. And Beshama and our Mishnahs don't say that. They say you're not allowed to carry a child and a lulav and a sefer Torah. So therefore, according to them, just like you're not allowed to carry if it's not for food, you can't shecht either if it's not for food. And therefore, one shechts for an oila, which is not for food, because you don't need it, is chayiv. The E Beis Hillel, for if we were to follow Beis Hillel, HaOmri, they said in the Mishnah that you're allowed to carry whatever you want on Yom Tov, is that means obviously they hold that Mitzech Shahutra Haitzah L'Tzerech Hutra Na'am Yishalei L'Tzerech, since carrying was permitted when you need it for food, therefore it's once it's permitted for other needs as well, not just for food, as they say in the Mishnah. It's Hachanami, so therefore by Shechita also, when one shechts an oila, we will say mitoch shahutra shechita letzayrach, because shechita was permitted when it's needed, i.e., for those karbonis where the Torah told you to shecht, and also for oichel nefesh. Yeah, when you shecht, it's permitted to shecht if you need to eat the meat. Yeah, so once the Torah permitted you to shecht in order to eat the meat, you can shecht even if it's not for eating meat. Is hutra nam ishalay letzayrach? So that's the pshat. Hutra nam ishalay letzayrach. Yep, so this, so Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi was comparing the concept of carrying to the concept of shechita and saying it's a blanket thing. If you're a Beis Hillel and you hold mitzech shehutu letzerech chutu namish letzerech, that will apply to carrying as well as to shechita. Oichel nefesh. Oichel nefesh, at this point, we mean oichel. Yeah, as we know, the halacha is there has to be a tzerech hayoim kitzas. There has to be some need of the day, but it doesn't have to be, according to Beis Hillel, it doesn't have to be food. Yeah. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said, that that Bryce is daft according to Beshamai. Is Maski Flo Rabba. So Rabba attacks this problem of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi and he says, Mimai de Beshamai Besilba Pligi. How do you know that in our Mishnah, Beshamai and Beis Hillel are arguing about whether we say Mitoich or not? Yeah, that's called the concept of Mitoich. Yeah, that since it's Mutalot Zerich, it's Mutalot Zerich. How do you know that's the machlokes? Dilma, maybe the now Mishnah, when they're talking about carrying, maybe carrying and shechita is not comparable to each other, because carrying has a different getter. Dilma be'eruvaitzal l'shabbos ve'eneruvaitzal l'yomtokim iflugim. Maybe the machlokes is that the whole concept of carrying and requiring an eruv, that always goes together, eruv haitzal. But it means the halacha of the malacha of carrying in machlokes is whether that applies on Yom Tov altogether. Yeah. Mar sover erev haitzal Shabbos erev haitzal Yom Tov. According to Bishamai, the malacha of carrying applies on Yom Tov, and therefore it's only permitted where it's permitted. And Mar sover erev haitzal Shabbos erev haitzal Yom Tov. And Beis Hillel say that there was no malacha altogether. You don't have to say mitoich shehut v'tzorech chudish nal mitzorech. There was never a malacha in the first place of carrying on Yom Tov. And therefore, that's why you can carry even things that are not eichel nefesh. But when it comes to shechita, yeah, where there is a malacha of shechita, and it's only mutter for eichel nefesh, Beis Hillel will also say, no, it's not. It's a malacha. You can't do it. How do I know that he says that there's a concept, that there's a possibility that the malacha of carrying wouldn't apply to Yom Tov Kiddush Siv, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu. You shall not carry a burden from your house on Shabbos. So it says b'yom haShabbos, and when b'dayik, or you could be anyway, b'Shabbos ain b'yom tov loy, dafka Shabbos and not Yom Tov. That, of course, springs to mind a whole lot of questions, because we know that in Chumash, yom haShabbos can mean Yom Tov too. Mibacharas HaShabbos, which we're going to read on Pesach, refers to Yom Tov. But his medayik from this pasuk, b'yom haShabbos, that Shabbos saying Yom Tov loy. So therefore, according to Beis Hillel, you could say there is no malacha of carrying on Yom Tov. And that's why they say you can carry the child on a lulav, etc. And say for Torah, v'she'en kein shechita, there is a malacha of shechita, and therefore it's only for echel nefesh. And therefore, if you shecht an oila, which isn't for eating, therefore, Beis Hillel would also be masking that Yechayu. So that's what Rabbah says back to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Is masking for Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef butts in now and he argues back with Rabbah as his normal manner. And he says, one second, if that is the machloikis, if the machloikis is whether there's a malach of carrying and Yom Tov altogether, is Ella Meyatov, if that's the case, liflagu ba'avonim. Why do they argue only about children and lulavs and sefer Torahs, which are obviously things that you need? If there's no malacha, according to Beis Hillel, you should be allowed to carry absolutely anything, including stones. No. And as Rashi will point out in a second, there shouldn't be a din of mukta either, because the whole reason why you have a din of mukta is they shouldn't come to carry. Yeah, but if there's no malacha of carrying, then there's no gzera of mukta either. So you should be able to carry stones. So the Mishnah should argue, but Shammai say you're not allowed to carry stones on Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel says you are allowed, if that's the machloikis. But from the fact that in the Mishnah they do not argue about stones, is Shema Minah, that means that Beis Hillel also agrees that there is such a thing as a malacha of carrying on Yom Tov, and it's Behitzah, Shalom, the Tzorah, Pligi, the machloikis is whether you can carry for things that don't need, that are not Eichel Nefesh. Yeah, but they'll need to use them, and therefore, they will need to have some need of the day, and therefore, there will still be the concept of muktzah about carrying them on about muktzah things, because you might carry it at all. So that's where Rabbi Yosef argues back with Rabba. V'yaf Rabbi Yochanan savar b'mitzech shutzvaytzal tzarech chutzanam mishleh tzarech pligi. But Rabbi Yochanan also agrees with Rabba and Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi that the basis of the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is whether that everyone agrees there is a malacha of carrying, and the machloikis is whether just because it's mutter for eichel nefesh, it becomes mutter for other things that you need on Yom Tov as well. How do I know Rabbi Yochanan hold that that's the machloikis? The Tani Tana Kamad Rabbi Yochanan, because there was another Brisa quoter who quoted a Brisa before Rabbi Yochanan, and the Brisa went like this: Hamavashel gid hanosha bechalav beYom Tov. Somebody, he was trying to work out how many averis he can do in one hit. So he took a gid hanosha, the forbidden thigh. Is that what it is? A sciatic nerve?
I don't know. But that's
it's not a nerve, is it? It's a gid. It's a vein, isn't it? Sinew. whatever, that piece of the leg that you're not allowed to eat, called the githa nasha, and one cooks it in milk, and it's yontif. Ve'ochloi. And then he was over Baltosif, and he ate it as well. And he ate it as well.
At least it's not a problem with yontif.
Well, it's not oichel, that's the problem. Says the Braisa, loike chomish. So he gets five times malchus. He did five loisaseis over here. What were the five loisaseis? Loike mishum avashel gid. First of all, he was cooking the gid, even, and it's not edible. Yeah? So if you cook something that's not food, malchus, yeah? It's a malacha of oife. Oife and vashel, same thing in there. So, yep. Loike mishum oichel gid. And when he ate it, he did the aveira of loyoichel gid anoshe. And he's like for the fact that he cooked it with milk, so it was basar b'cholav, and we know that it says three times, and one of them is for bishul, for cooking meat and milk together, even if you didn't eat it, it was also a loisase, and this will go according to the pidyon who says that gidim are considered meat, because they must have a taste. Yeah, gidim b'noisin tam, because we have msachim, if yesh b'gidim b'noisin tam or not. So obviously, you must hold that it's considered meat, otherwise you wouldn't have a problem basar b'cholav. Maloike mishum, oichel basar b'cholav. And then when he ate basar b'cholav as well. So that's how many sefer? Four. Maloike mishum havara. And also, presumably, in order to cook, he lit the fire, which is a separate malacha as well. So the Braisa quoter said this to Rabbi Yochanan, that is a Braisa azoi. Is on Malay, so Rabbi Yochanan told him, puk tani livra. Go take your brisa outside and learn it there. Which is a nice way of saying, not such a nice way of saying,
we don't accept your opinion.
You don't know what you're talking about. Because, Havara, why did he say that? Not because he disagrees with the whole concept, but the last two, Havara ubishul eina mishnah. That lighting a fire and cooking on yontif, Eina Mishnah means it's not true. It couldn't be right. It's not something you should learn. Obviously, we're talking about a brisa, not a Mishnah. But it means to say, it's not the halacha, yeah? It wasn't learned. From the word Mishnah, wasn't learning. No one ever said that you're chayiv for cooking or lighting a fire on Yontif. No such thing. And then, if you would find that someone did learn it, and you heard it from someone, is Beishamahi. It would tell me according to Beishamahi. The Omri, just like they say in our Mishnah, that we do not say that because you're allowed to carry on Yontif for the needs of food, therefore you're allowed to carry for other needs as well, or when it's not for food. Therefore, Beshamai would also say, that we will not say that just because burning things when you need it for food is permitted, Beshamai will say that burning things when it's not for food will not be permitted. Yeah, the E Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, Kevin the Omri Mitzaych Shahutra Itzalat Seirach Hutra Namish Alaylat Seirach, because Beis Hillel and our Mishnah say that when, since the Torah permitted carrying for food, therefore it's permitted for anything else you want, what need it for? Is Hachanami Mitzaych Shahutra Vawalat Seirach, because the Torah permits you to light a fire when you need it for food, is Hutra Namish Alaylat Seirach, it's even not for food. So therefore, even if the Gid Hanasha is not considered food because you're not allowed to eat it, you still won't be chayiv for cooking it, or for lighting the fire to cook it, or lighting the fire might be a bit different, but at least you burning things.
These various maskif laws stay in place, don't they? Because like Rabbi asked a question.
Rabbi.
Rabbi asked,
but
we didn't for any of these things.
No, so we're back to Rabbi Yosef and Rav Dimi, and it's Rav Dimi and Rav Yechanan. So it's three against one. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan, three Amoraim, they all say that the machlokes between Bishama and Bishil and Mishnah is whether we say mitoich or not. It was only Rabba, and even Rabba, it was a dilma. Rabba was playing devil's advocate, yeah, and saying, how do you know Pshat and the Mishnah is that? That's what they argue about. Maybe they argue about whether there's a malach of carrying at all. And everybody else says, no, it must be that they argue about mitoich. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi didn't bring any raya. But Rabbi Yosef brought a raya from the fact that they don't argue about stones, and Rabbi Yochanan brought Rabbi Yochanan didn't bring a raya either. We just know that Rabbi Yochanan holds that. Yeah. So the only one who brought a raya was Rabbi Yosef, but we know that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi also hold that.
In this Torah Kameh that Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
So with the five things, five times he gets Malkus, is that five? I mean, like this mandom, or would he get five times Malkus, or would he get once and that would cover all?
No,
five
no.
To be served concurrently.
No, no.
It's no, you get five times Malkus. Sure.
It's an interesting thing that Rabbi Pekarsky once told me that he asked us a question: if Achila or Bishul Bosom Acholov is Chayav Malkus. So what's the nafkamina l'chol nowadays that we don't give malchus? What's the difference? The difference is that someone who's chayav malchus is possible eidus.
Uh-huh.
So it's so shayach even nowadays. So
if you say that you can't, the gedol mashi can't eat anyway, right?
Yeah.
It's not malchus. So what's the idea of taking the idea of taking? Because if you're leaving it, you got the issur and the hetter to leave when you're going to cook it or whatever, you need to cook the rest of the meat. What is it that you have to remove the gidon osher? You can't eat it anyway.
You can't eat it physically. You're not allowed to eat it, so it's not echel nefesh.
No, but it's saying it's not a meichel also, because I was saying that one of the things is you cook something that can't be eaten anyway.
Because it can't be eaten because it's also, not because it physically can't be eaten. Okay, let's say some Rashi.
It was in Chulam, we had that it's like a shtikal sweet.
That's what I said. Imsachim had a machlekes if gidon has nice and tam or not. That's a well-known machlokes. So obviously this guy holds it is. Otherwise, you can't be called a bosser. We had it. Yeah, we had it in Chulin also. Perek Yidon Osher, I think. Okay. Says the Rashi. Rashi from the beginning of the Gemara. Oilas Nadova. So the argument. So the brisa that the first guy quoted was to do with the Oilas Nadova. The Ilo Oilas Chayves Hayoyim. If it's an Oilo, which is an obligation of the day, a Korban Sibur Rachman Asharya. The Torah permitted it. But if it's only in a dover, you can do it any day, so do it after Yom Tov. Says the Brisa, like it. Mishum. Is Shabbos. So the Pasuk about Yom Tov is Chomalacha Lo Yosavahim. Yeah. So we had this. So this is the Machlokes. According to. Where did the Torah permit it when you need it for food? The same pasuk that says kol malacha asher liyotzeh b'hem. The next words are ach asher yochel l'chol nefesh. That if it needs it for l'chol nefesh, who levad yosel l'chem, then you can do it. Yeah. So Rabba said maybe they argue about be'erev hotzah. Maybe the whole machlokes is whether bechlal is a malach of carrying on yontif, and iskin ha'chaser v'chaser is the yontif, and therefore they made all the rules about a ruvim. Im lav or not, so Erev Hatzah goes together, yeah? The carrying and therefore it needs of Erevs. And ain't Erev Hatzah, or you say there is no carrying. Afagav the Iker Hatzah Bavirka Machan and Afkalah, and even though we learned out, where do we know the Malach of carrying on Shabbos altogether? Because we learn everything from the Mishkan, all the Malachas of Shabbos in the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan it says that Moshe told them not to bring stuff. That means that bringing stuff itself is a part of the building of the Mishkan. That's where we learn it from, is Ba Yirmiya Upirish. Yirmiya, you're having a good day today, Yirmiya. You came. Yeah, Yirmiya came and explained. Shalai Nesra Ella b'Shabbos, that it's only on Shabbos, even though all the malachas on Yom Tov are the same as on Shabbos, except for carrying. Yirmiya's pasuk, lo shasiu masir b'teichem b'yema Shabbos, is to say it's only Shabbos. It's mishum hachi kasharu. That's why Beis Hillel permitted, because there's no such thing as carrying on Yom Tov as a malacha. Avo shchita shiav malacha, but shchita, which is an amalacha v'chalei sasecha malacha. I could say to you that even according to Beis Hillel, just because the Torah said you can do it for food doesn't mean you can do it when it's not for food. Therefore, that brisa which says that for shechita he gets malchus is even according to Beis Hillel is maskif to Rabbi Yosef hachaskaf to the Rabbi. So Rabbi Yosef attacked the attack of Rabbi. He counterattacked. Ella meyata, if you are right, the sfil hula beshilul ain't isra etzol yontif. There's no such thing as carrying on yontif. Is leaflik by one they should argue about stones. E ain't isra etzol. If there's no isra of carrying, then ain't isra tiltul. There's no isra of muktzah either. Shle nesar tiltul ella mishum etzol. The whole reason for muktzah is because you wouldn't to keep you away from carrying. Or mashloi gazu al kol tiltulim. If muktzah is to stop you from carrying, then on Shabbos it shouldn't be allowed. Then everything should be muktzah. Yeah, because you might carry it, food. Kalim, everything. Afilu al oichlin with kalim. So why don't we make a gzera that everything in the world is muktzah? No such thing as something that's not muktzah. So Rashi explains why not. You can't make a gzeira that people can't keep. If you make a gzeira that every single object in the world is mukta, then most people wouldn't be able to cope with that. You can't do it. Well, how would you eat if food was mukta?
They were matzer
certain things, but if you make a blanket thing that anything is mukta because you might carry it, then you sit there on Shabbos, you can't touch anything, you can't eat, you can't do anything.
One put on weight,
he says. Okay, Ella says Rashi Vayter. Immediately, you flick by one. The fact that they didn't argue about stones is shmamino. So we learn from that that the chulei yama yeshet tzala yomtiv. Everyone agrees that there is such a concept of malacha of carrying on yomtiv. But the Torah says that you're allowed to do it for needs of food. And Beis Hillel say, Islahu cave in the Hutra Latzerech, Hutra Minatera, the Gamri. Once it was mutter for food, it's permitted Minatera altogether. And as they point out, the Peskim, as long as it has some Torah Chayoim Ktas. Ela Rabbanan Gazor, permitted to have a Tircha Latzerech, Genavon, and the Rechachami Medexer. Oh, not like I'm saying. He's saying that Minatera, it's mutter even with stones. But the Chachamim were Gezer. Even by stones, because it's too much effort. They didn't want you to put too much effort in. I will cotton a sefer Torah. So in the Mishnah, when it's talking about a cotton and a sefer Torah, the tzachin aluhu be yantif, things that are needed for yantif, a little bit like gozer, they weren't gozer. The Shambi don't have this business about mitoich, that since it's mutter le tzorech, it's also damish le tzorech, and therefore, nidre le tzorech achila shatoyre tirasai hutter, things that are food related, which the Torah permitted, is permitted, v'she'ene tzorech achila b'yisuriyemi min ha-Torah, and anything that's not for food is still also min ha-Torah. So that's the machlekes. V'yafra b'yechlen tzavarach b'mitoich kasinan pligi b'shama b'shilol, u'dekula alma yesh osa isur haitzah le'yomtif, and Rabbi Yechanan says everyone agrees there is a concept of carrying on yomtif, v'avira kova machana, the yesh to b'shama malachas, which is just like it applies to other malachas, v'yirmi yahaya mashirin ala shabbos, sheikh amurin imalava yishmo, when Yirmi said b'yem ha-Shabbos, it doesn't mean to exclude yomtif. It means he was talking about Shabbos. At least don't carry on Shabbos. If you can't control yourself, at least Shabbos is more chamor. So he was trying to get them to halavai, they would at least stop carrying on Shabbos. He wasn't even trying for yontif. Then we said, how does Rabbi Yechanan know this? Because we had the Braisa, Loike Mishum Mevashal Gid, that when the guy quoted the Braisa and he said he cooks the Gid Anoshe in milk, he gets a Malkus for cooking the Gid, Shabishal is an Abelachahu. And Bishal Gid is Davar Asa, when you cook a Gid Anoshe, something which you're not allowed to eat. The Eino Royal Achila, therefore it's not considered food. The Oimid be Isol Eisasach HaMalacha, Adar Kamalacha Layasa Behem, Delay Hutter, Adar Tzorech. And therefore cooking Gid Anoshe is not called Tzorech Echol Nefesh. The Loike Mishum Mevashal Basar Bechalav, La Mishum Yomtif. The cooking meat and milk together, nothing to do with yomtiv, as he points out. The malchus, the bishul yomtiv for tanila, because we already covered cooking on yomtiv. Now we're talking about mitzad the hilchas baser b'cholav. And lafilu hilchol, even if it would have been a weekday, is also like a mishum of asher baser b'cholav. Cooking meat and milk is a leisa say even not on yomtiv, nothing to do with yomtiv. Tichsev leisav asher gadir b'chalev shalosh pa'im. It says three times don't cook the goat in its mother's milk. Is echad leisra achila, one is they're not allowed to eat basar b'cholav, echad leisra no, one is not allowed to benefit, and echad leisra bishul, the other one is not allowed to cook it.
Yeah,
what does Rashi say in Chumash? Rashi says the same thing in Chumash.
In this order.
I don't remember. Could be. I don't know if it's a diuk in the order. I'll call upon him. It's Osir. Okay, top of the page. Rashi Mishum Havara, and it's Chai Mishum Havara Shem Malach La Atzma. Burning stuff is a malach in its own right, aside from Bishul. Vikasava Yeshchiluk Malachas La Yomtiv, and he holds that you can get Malkus for two different malachas did on Yomtiv. You get two Malkuses, like Yemri was talking about before. Maybe you should get one Malkus Bechal for not doing it for work on Yomtiv. He says just like on Shabbos, you have Chiluk Malachas, like we learned in Klal Gadol, that if you, that why does it tell you, why does it count out the 39 malachas to tell you that if you did them all behel malachas you chayev 39 times? So the same thing is on Yomtiv. If you do multiple malachas on Yomtiv, you chayev more than once. Look, Ishtayim Ashtay Malachas Ishum Yomtiv. So Rabbi Yechanan told him, Havaru Bishul the Yomtiv Eina Mishnah. It's not learned. Lucas, I'll let me get Malchus. The Mitzvah Shahutu Letzerech Hutu Namish Lo Letzerech Min HaTzerech. Because it was permitted for food, it's permitted also when it's not for food. And therefore, Eina Mishnah, what's the Pshat Eina Mishnah? We said it wasn't a Mishnah anyway, it was a Braisa. So he says, Mishnah means Lenishnis from the word learning. It wasn't learned. And if you say it was, if you'll find Tanoim who did learn it, Vada Bishamai Shanuha, it was definitely Bishamai because they don't hold of Mitoich. But according to Basil, there is Mitoich. Okay, that is that Mishnah. Now we go back to the Gemara and the Mishnah. From the Mishnah, Bishamai Omrim, Bishamai say, in Melichin Chalum Atanas Lakoyim Beyontif, that you're not allowed to take, so challah, that means not challah like licks, but the matnas kahuna, the challah that you remove from your dough that you have to give to the kohen, and not hamish either. And matonis means when you shecht an animal, you have to give the kohen the zeraya and the lechayayim and the keva, not the zeraya and the beitza and the morah. Right? Don't get confused. The arm and the cheeks and the stomach, those three parts of an animal are go to a kohen. They're not holy, but you have to give them to him as a part of his wages for being a kohen. That's how he got paid. Yeah, it's one of the 24, or it's three of the 24 actually, matnas kohuna. Okay, so those things, you're not allowed to take them to the kohen on yontif. Bein shahur mu me'emesh. Whether they were, so the matonis, we used the word haroma, yeah? That it was elevated, it means it was taken, separated off and got ready, yeah? So whether you did it yesterday on Erev Yom Tov, bein shahurma mehayoyim, or even if it was today, even if it was, you shechted the animal on Yom Tov, yeah? And therefore you, or sorry, just shechted, you separated the Israel Chayim and Kevav out of the animal today on Yom Tov, you cannot take it. Because it's an extra effort and burden and tircha on Yom Tov, which you cannot do. Obeis Hillel Matirin. So it has not to do with carrying per se, because as we're going to say, that you can, a Koyin can't even come to you and get it either. So it's not about carrying, it's about the tircha and the whole vachadika aspect of giving gifts and whatever. So you cannot give it to the Koyin. Obeis Hillel Matirin, Obeis Hillel said you can. Beshamai say it's a gzeres shava. Now this gzeres shava here is not a real gzeres shava because the whole thing's drabbanon anyway. Yeah, so it's like normal gzeres shava is a pshat. You have two the same word in two different psukim, so it's one of the 13 midas of Rabbi Shmuel.
It's actually more like a hekesh thing. It's similar.
Yeah, it's more of a mamatzinu. But sometimes we say, you know, it's a gzeres shava between the front gate and the back gate. You know, the same code, whatever. So we don't really mean it's a gzeres shava. We mean it's the same thing. Yeah, gzeres shava. So what is the same thing? Chala and matonis are matana l'koyin. Chala and these royal chayam akev are all things that you have to give to a koyin. And a truma is also matana l'koyin. Truma, normal truma, is also something you have to give to a koyin. K'shem she'ein belichim es a truma. Just like you're not allowed to take truma to the koyin on yontif, which is taken as a given, taken as read. We'll see in the Gemara that's a homachlikas, whether that's everybody agrees with that either, but Rishamai is taking that as given, that you're not allowed to take the truma to the Kohen. It's kach im adich lesa matana, so you can't take these other things either. Rishamai lehem beisila loy. Beisila says to Rishamai, no, im amartim betruma, why can't you take truma to the Kohen? She'ena zakeh baharamosi. You're not allowed to separate truma on Yom Tov either. Yeah, because misakin. Yeah. It's teru matana, she'ena zakeh baharamosi. But matana, you are allowed to take, separate them off on Yom Tov. When you shechted your behemoth, you can separate this Reil Chayam and Kev on Yom Tov. So therefore, you could take him to the Kohen as well. Okay, so that is face value of the Mishnah. We'll see there's a few different opinions on what's this argument between Bisham and Bishillah. Says the Gemara, I think we're out of time for Rashi, so we'll do the Gemara. Kesolka Daitich, so the simple pshat in the Mishnah, the way we learn, Shahurmu Mehayoyim, Shitzkum Yom, that when it talks about, I know I changed my translation, but the Havamina was like what I said the first time, that when it says it was separated off yesterday or separated off today, assumes that it was shechted yesterday and shechted today is the two things, yeah? So if you shechted it yesterday, you probably separated them today, yesterday. And if you shechted it today, you probably separated it today. Well, you couldn't have separated it yesterday because it was still an alive animal. It's a bit hard to take his cheek and arm and stomach out of him while he's alive, yeah? So it's thought that the pshat of Hormu Hayoy means that it was shechted today also, and the pshat of Hormu Me'emesh means Shanishchetu Me'emesh, that it was shechted yesterday. So what has that got to do with anything? Because we have a whole three of machlokes coming up. Is Mani Masnisin, who is this Mishnah going to be according to Ebazoi, Lo Rabbi Yosef, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Acherim. There's a three of machlokes coming, and we're going to have to say that it can't be Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be Acherim. What's a machlokes of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda and Acherim? The Sanhedrin will learn in a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Nechlaku B'Shamen B'Silal Al Matanish Shehuma B'Erev Yom Tov, that they didn't argue that if it was even the matonis that are erev yom tov tikkun matonis shemelichim ima matonis shehuma mehayoyim. If you have some matonis that are erev yom tov tik and you have some that are yom tov tik that you did today, so since you're taking the ones from today, you can take the ones from yesterday with them. It's all yom tov tik and you can take the whole lot. Veshenishchetu mehayoyim, and the ones that were shehuma mehayoyim and shishchetu mehayoyim that was taken today and shechted today. Loi nechleku, so vaden is the machloikis between Bishamay and Bishilol. Ela lahelicham b'fa'atzman. If you only have yesterday dik, you haven't got any yom tov dik matanis, you've only got erev yom tov dik. That is where Bishamay erim ein melichin nechten dik. Yeah, Bishamay say ein melichin, the Bishilol erim melichin. That's what the machloikis is. Ve'kachoyu Bishamay donin, and this is the way Bishamay learned their pseudo gzereshava. Chalo matanis or matana lakoyin and truma is a matana lakoyin, like it says, they're all matnas kahuna. Just like you can't take truma to the kohen, kachin melichin as a matonis, you cannot take matonis either. If they're vachadik, yeah, if they're vachadik matonis, you can't take them on yontif. Amar lehem beis hillel said, "Loi, even matan betruma, why can't I take truma to the kohen she'en as akir baramasa? Because I can't separate truma on yontif." Tomru b'matonis as akir baramasa, so you can't say the same thing about the matonis, which I'm allowed to separate on yontif, and therefore I can take them to the kohen on yontif, even though they're yesterday's. So that was Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi's way of learning the machlekes is lenechlekul b'shamar b'silah matana shemelichin. Everyone agrees about matanas that you can take them, whether it's yesterday's or today's. I don't care. The Zrael chayam and Kevin and Chali can always take to the koyin. Lenechlekul el truma. They only argue about truma. Yeah, the one that in the Mishnah truma was given as a given that you can't take truma on yontif. Rabbi Yosi says, no, that gufa is the machlokes. Rabbi Shama yerim em elichin, Basila marlichin. Basila say you can even take truma on yontif. So even more mekel dik. V'chacha yer Basila donin. And Basila was the one who learned gzera shava. Chala matonis are matonis l'koyin, and truma is a matonis l'koyin. K'shem shem elichim es a matonis, just like you're allowed to take the Zerel Chayam v'keva, kach melichin es a truma, so you can also take even truma to the koyin on yontif. And it was Bishamai who said back to them, you're to upsol the gzera shava. Amar lehem Bishamai loy. You're allowed to take the matonis to the koyin because you're allowed to separate them off on yontif. You cannot say the same thing that you're allowed to take the truma to the koyin, since you're not allowed to separate it. You can't take it either. So that was Rabbi Yosi's way of learning. And then the third one is Acherim. Acherim say lenechleku b'shamay b'silah la truma she'en malichin. No, everyone agree. Even Beis Hillel agree that you cannot take it. Mamish. The opposite extreme from Rabbi Yosi, that even Beis Hillel agree by truma, you cannot take it. The argument is about matonis. Which that seems to be exactly like our Mishnah, even though the Chaim doesn't mention erev yontif, whether it's vachadik matonis. Yeah, because the Mishnah says bein shehuma meyamish bein shehuma meyayim. So according to Acherim, also is not mechalek between vachadik matanis and yomtiv tik matanis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah should have been mechalek between huma meyamish or the huma meyayim. But the Mishnah says bein shehuma meyamish bein meyayim. There's no difference between yesterday's and today's. So therefore, the Gemara says leim Acherim hevelay Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yosi is clearly not, because Rabbi Yosi says that Rabbi Basila said you could take truma. Yeah, so clearly it's not Rabbi Yosi, but is it Dafke Acherim and not Rabbi Yehuda? It's Omar Rava, so Rava says, no, I can tell you it's Rabbi Yehuda as well. Mika Tani Shehurmu Mehayoyim Vishanishchetu Mehayoyim. When it says in the Mishnah Hurmu Hayoyim, it doesn't mean it had to be shechted today, it means it was separated today. Shehurmu Katani. Ola Olam Shchitasim Mehayemish, it could still be Vachadik, but then you shechted it yesterday. And even that is okay. So that could be the pshat in the Mishnah. And therefore, it would be Rabbi Yehuda. So now that Rava told us that, maybe Frakir, Leimu Rabbi Yehuda, Hivalei Acherim. The fact that it says Dafke Hurmu and not Nishchetu, yeah, is saying that what? That it had to be Shechted. Yeah, that it was talking about one that was arguing about one that was Shechted yesterday. And that sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Acherim didn't make any chiluk at all. Says the Gemara, no, Afilu Terim Acherim. You can still say it's Acherim. Uvahanat Nishchetu Mayemesh. And when he saw, and Acherim doesn't talk about. And he also says that when Acherim said that they only argue about the matonis, he's talking about yesterday's matonis. Even though Acherim doesn't say that, but maybe because Acherim holds also that it's all yesterday's, that's what the machlokes is. So the Gemara says, if that's what Acherim says, it's the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. That we're arguing about yesterday's. He's Hachi Haina Rabbi Yehuda. Azika ben Nayu Tfela. The machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is if you have vachadik and you want to take it together with yontavdik, Rabbi Yehuda says that that's permitted even according to Beis Shammai, and according to Racherim, Beis Shammai don't permit it even if it's joined together with today's. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha ka Rabbi Yosi. So Shmuel paskan like Rabbi Yosi, which is the most lenient one. That according to Beis Hillel, you can do anything, even truma. Rab Tuvi bereid Rab Nechemya have a legrab of the chamer the truma. So Rab Tuvi, the son of Rab Nechemya, had a barrel of wine that was truma, also look, and it was yomtiv, and he wanted to give it to the kohen. His also lekamer the Rab Yosi went to ask Rab Yosef, Amalahu lo imal lam tmuya lekohen lam tuya lekohen aidna. Can I take it to the kohen today? Is Amalai hachem Rab Yehuda Mashmul alach Rab Yosi? We passed like Rab Yosi. In other words, yep, it's mutter, it's okay. Ushpizichne the Rava bar Rav Chanan, Rav Chanan's balabos, his landlord, whatever. Havalei asuraisa the chardala. He had a bundle of mustard shoots. Mustard grows a bit like a snow peas, like green beans. There's beans inside. There's beans inside. You have to peel it open, like a snow peas. Yeah, and you open it up. Is amalei. So he says to him, Mal lefruchi umeichum anabiyotav. Can I crumble it? Lefruchim is to crumble. I crumble it open, and I get out the seeds inside to eat it on yontif. It's like have beyada. So he didn't know the answer. It's also the kama the rava. So he went to rava. Amalei melalin melilos umefarchin kitni is beyontif. You can rub melalin means to rub stalks. You rub the wheat to get the rubbish off it, so you can eat it, and you can crumble up kitnis on yontif, not on Pesach unless you're a Sephardi. Yeah, so he says also it was mashma that he was telling him that he can do it. Is esvei a bias? A bias to makasha hamelo melila spit erev Shabbos. If you did the melila on erev Shabbos, so you already did the rubbing on erev Shabbos.
It's still together.
Is lamachem meyad liyad ve'oichol. So it's still together, but it's loosened and it's all in your hand. You can blow it on yontif. You can just blow away the rubbish. Avaloi b'knoiv lebetamchon. You can't use. Different. They have different implements for sifting. A kinoin has some kind of a funnel situation going there, and you put it in the top, and it comes, and the rubbish goes out the bottom, and the good stuff stays in there. And a tamchoy means to put it into a big plate, but you can't do that because it's too much. Because it looks too much like you're doing it for long term stuff. It doesn't look like you're doing it for yomtiv. But otherwise, you can do it. Hamoylo melilas me'erev yomtiv lemochar. And similarly, so that was Erev Shabbos. And if he does similarly for Yontif, if he's Moilam Alilas on Erev Yontif, is Lamacher Menafech Yad Yad Ve'echel Afilib. And Yontif, it's more lenient than Shabbos, of course. And you can even use the Knoin, Afilib Betamchi, Yavalei Betavla, but you can't use a big plaque, the Lebenafle Bekavra, not a real industrial sized sieve. Yeah?
Or a blowing.
So what do we see from all of that? I mean, Erev Yom Tov and Yom Tov, but the actual Moilo Melilos, they both talked about doing it on Erev Yom Tov, the pulling and crumbing. So therefore, you're not allowed to do it, says Abaya to Rava. Answers Rava, no. I feel the time maybe Yom Tov, you can do it on Yom Tov itself. I did the Tana Reish, but Erev Shabbos, Tana Sefer, and now I'm Erev Yom Tov. But really, on Yom Tov itself, you could do it. Ayazim Kain, Matzino Truma, Shazaka Baramasa. So if that's the case, you must be taking Truma as well, because how are you going to eat the mustard without taking Truma? Yeah, so we see you must be taking truma on yontif. So it's nan loy, and we learned in our mishnah loy amartim truma shein zaka beramasa, that everybody seemed to agree to that. So we answered like kasha harabi harabi esim ben Yehuda, whether bechalal is melilas a mechuyav in truma or not as a mechuyik between rabbi and esim ben Yehuda. The tanya hichne shirbalim lasayis behen isa. If someone took some stocks into the house, if he was planning to make out of them. Dough, so he's going to make flour out of them, so then he hasn't done the Gemar Malachton. Therefore, it's not yet fixed that you have to take Trumas and Maisers, and therefore, Oichel Mehen, Ara, you're allowed to eat it without Truma and Maiser, as long as it's only in a temporary manner, like a snack. Upotor, and he's Potor Lemoylam B'Malilois, and if he, I didn't say good, Upotor, and he can eat it, and he doesn't have to take Trumas and Maisers. But if he brought him in, not to make flour out of it, but he's just going to crumble it up and eat it just as the way it is. So now, that's the Gemar Malacha, or there is no Gemar Malacha, that's it. It's ready. So therefore, Rabbi Mechai, Rabbi says now it's Mechuyav in Truma, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's Potter, and therefore the guy who says that you don't have to worry about taking Truma from this Chardol is Rabbi Yehuda. And it's not so posh, and we'll continue tomorrow.